Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, our representative from the 2nd Congressional District of Nevada, Ray Hager, has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Congressman Dean Heller of Carson City.
And coming upon the Power Pundit panel today, Liz McMenamin and John Griffin. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome once again to the program Congressman Dean Heller. Pleasure to have you back on
the
program.
Thank you very much.
The announcement came out in the Reno Gazette Journal today from Anjanette Damon that Las Vegas Democrat Jack Schofield announced that he's going to run against you.
Yeah.
So he's 86 years old. He's on the Board of Regents at this point, so there seems to be a theme here of people
on
the Board of Regents or formerly on the Board of Regents.
Yeah, I'm feeling that same theme here.
He doesn't live in the district, he lives about 5 miles from the border of the district. He says that I want to be a champion for the North, the rurals, the whole new North, so Las Vegas doesn't steal your water. He's a proponent of desalination. He says, I want to get representation in D.C. so we can get money earmarked to desalinize water and bring it to Nevada.
Okay.
Your thoughts, sir?
He's touching on all the right points, and I've known Schofield over the years. He was state senator, former assemblyman. He's been in Nevada politics for 30, 40 years at least. And so he'll be a credible candidate. We'll take Schofield's campaign as serious as we'll take any other campaign coming into this next cycle.
Does it make it harder for you to raise money when you have a candidate like this?
When you do or don't.
When you do have a candidate.
Well,
like this.
I mean, if you have a former state senator, a current board of regent, I would anticipate that we'll be able to use that to raise money. I think Jack's a credible candidate. So when you do have a candidate of that stature, I think we'll be just fine in the money raising process.
Dean, just recently the House voted to impose immediately tough new rules for credit card companies. You know, voters had complained of increased interest rates and steep new fees. Now, you voted against this.
Right, right.
Can you explain your vote?
Well, it's happening already. In fact, that's what they said was going to happen. The Congressional Budget Office said immediately when this bill was first passed about 6 months ago, those who are responsible with their credit cards, those who don't have late fees, those who have a great history in their credit, you're going to see an increase in your rates. You're going to see an increase. You're going to have a limit in your access to money. And basically, it's as has been explained throughout the last few months, this is another bailout. This is a bailout of people who are responsible with their credit cards. We're going to pass a bill now guaranteeing that those who are not responsible is going to have credit, is going to have access. And that's the way I look at this, just another bailout for those who are irresponsible.
You know, I have to tell you that actually isn't the way it's working. The way it's working is that the credit card companies are moving very, very rapidly to raise the rates on credit cards, to decrease limits for people. This is really going to affect small and medium-sized businesses that rely on credit cards to be able to run their businesses. And I've had reports in the last couple of days of people who have had good credit, and they're seeing their rates rising from 9-10% and going up to 29%.
Of course, that's the case. When credit cards are regulated and told by Washington, D.C., that they have to give credit for people that won't pay back their bills. When you're told to do that, you're going to raise rates on everybody else. That's how you pay for it. That's how we pay for health care, by making those who have good credit and those who have insurance pay for those that, you know, that are indigent. I mean, this is the process.
But so don't you think that this is very self-destructive on the part of the credit card companies?
Because
they're going to force a lot of people into bankruptcy. Either the businesses are going to go into bankruptcy, or people are personally going to go into bankruptcy that might not have done that if they'd have had the access to credit or they'd have had credit card rates. A lot of people are being offered a deal. It's like, you know, if you don't want to accept this new credit card rate, then just shut down your credit card and you'll be fine.
No, I'm not, believe me, I'm not a defender of credit card companies and banks and all those. I mean, they make their share of mistakes. But what we're doing in the credit card industry is exactly what we've done in the housing industry. And the reason that we have all these foreclosures today is because people couldn't afford the houses that they got into. And we're going to have the same problem, and we're going to widen and deepen this recession by making sure that all people have access to credit cards. And the people that get hurt the most are those that are responsible and those that have to bail out those that that are irresponsible.
I'm not sure how you say that people are going to have more access to credit when that's the exact opposite thing that's happening. The credit card companies are moving as fast as possible to reduce limits on credit cards, not just for people who are bad payers, but for people who are good customers,
right,
too.
Right. No. And I understand the economics of this and what is going on, but there are so many regulations, so many new laws coming out of Washington, D.C., telling finance companies what they can and can't do. They're worried. They're afraid. How much of this financing can we get out there? As I mentioned, what is happening out there right now is what was told if this bill were to pass originally, which it did about 6 months ago, is that banks are going to start looking at this and realize that they're going to be regulated in such a manner that they have to force that those that are irresponsible do get a line of credit that they otherwise wouldn't give a line of credit. So who's going to pay the price on that? And that is those that are good, that pay their bills, those that are responsible with their credit cards. All I'm saying in this particular case is that supply and demand and capitalism is being shoved aside for Washington, D.C., regulating to every one of these banks and finance companies who've made mistakes in the past. And there ought to be a look at a different way of approaching this to make sure that there's dollars and monies available out there. But we're in a... if you take a look at our money supply out there right now, it's evaporating. It's absolutely evaporating out there. And banks and every small businessman, every medium-sized businessman is coming to me and say, hey, we don't have access to credit right now. But they were saying the same thing 2 years ago when the housing industry started collapsing, that they couldn't get financing to build new houses simply because we have so overregulated ourselves in these areas that it's making it very, very difficult for there to be access to credit.
But Dean, when you talk about your vote on this, if you look at the 2009-2010 contribution report on congress.org, the American Bankers Association, PAC,
sure,
gave you $7,000 this session, this go-round,
right.
And that's your largest single donation, plus J.P. Morgan Chase gave you $2,000, and Bank of America, yeah, Federal PAC, yeah, gave you $1,000. And when you talk about your vote on the health care, the insurance companies, the top industry, they gave you $25,000, and the health profession gave you $26,000.
Let me tell you what their number one piece of legislation was in this cycle, was the bailout. That's what banks want. That's what Wall Street wants. That's what the insurance companies wanted. That was their number one piece of legislation. So if it holds true with what you're trying to imply here, that I vote with whoever gives me contributions, then I would have voted for the bailout. I voted against it.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Congressman Heller when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Discover a place where entrees are served free of distractions. Wine Spectator has.
Enjoy great contemporary cuisine at David's Grill at Red Hawk.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Dean Heller.
Okay, thanks, Sam.
I want to just clear up one thing here. So you're saying that the regulations from the banking industry are forcing the banking industry to give credit to people whether they deserve it or not.
Correct.
Who are these people? Because I want to be in the line.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that don't pay their credit cards. We've found out that there's a lot of people out there that couldn't afford the housing payments.
I understand that, but who's the one in line to get credit that shouldn't be getting credit?
I don't understand your question.
Well, that was what you were saying earlier, was that with the regulations, that the banks are going to be forced to give credit to people who don't necessarily deserve the credit.
And I think we're getting too far in the weeds in this. What I'm starting to say, in my opinion, is that we're over-regulating in Washington, D.C. That I believe that some part of the problem, the reason that we have the housing problems that we have here in this country, the reason we have a recession, and the problems with our economy right now is the over-regulation of Washington,
D.C. I get that.
But we're doing the same thing with credit card companies now.
Okay,
it wasn't enough that we did it for the housing company. It wasn't enough that we have cash for clunkers. It wasn't enough that we regulate all those
things. Don't filibuster. Let me just... did I misunderstand something? Because I thought in the first segment that you said that part of the overregulation was that that Congress was going to mandate that the credit card companies give credit to people that, you know, whether they wanted to or not.
Right, right.
And that's true. Who are those people? Because I'd like to be in line. I'm sure every other business person would like to be in line for this open credit.
Well, I'm not sure what kind of box you're trying to put me in here, but, you know, we have students... We have students out there that are irresponsible, and this piece of legislation covers that, and I think some of that legislation is good. But there are people out there that are irresponsible with their money, and I think we're learning that throughout this recession. My point is I'm a free capitalist market follower, and I think that these overregulations are coming out of Washington, D.C. right now are going to limit the access to credit here in this country if we continue to force financial institutions to do things that they otherwise wouldn't do in a free market.
Okay, that pretty much answers my question.
Okay.
In the stimulus bill, $7 million goes to the Humboldt County road projects, $1 million goes for a wildlife overpass in Elko County, and $2 million goes to your hometown V&T Railroad project. And you opposed the stimulus.
I did.
The number are you against the V&T in your own
the number
own
you have to
hometown?
Understand, of course not. But the number you have to understand is 13.3%. That is the unemployment level in Nevada right now. We were promised by this administration that if the stimulus package passed, that unemployment wouldn't go above 8%. Yet nationwide, we're at 10.2% right now. The stimulus didn't work. I know there's people trying to prop up those who voted for it, telling them what a wonderful idea this was. But if we continue to lose people, if we continue to lose jobs, if the only jobs that are being created right now are in the public sector, that's not a stimulus. That's not something that's going to be a long-term healthy plan for recovery in this economy.
But isn't it true that the plan you go to war with is outdated the minute you go to war? That the planning for the stimulus certainly was to give a jolt to the economy, but a lot of that money hasn't even come into the system at this point.
Well, let's keep in mind one thing I think is important to understand, that only 6% or less of the stimulus money actually went to roads and bridges. The money the very purpose of the stimulus was to build roads, get people to work. And with less than 6%, if that would have been the 50 to 60% range that would have gone to roads and bridges, I'd have been more apt to have supported it. But to know that it just went to a bunch of pork projects out there and earmarks. I knew it wasn't going to be a program that was going to actually stimulate this economy. And we're going higher. We're getting higher and higher unemployment in this state. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that we're going backwards, going the wrong direction with economic recovery because of what Washington's doing.
But a lot of the bill, you're part of Washington. A lot of the
building. That's why I vote against these bills.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
A lot of the building projects cannot be started instantly. I mean, there were a whole bunch of airport projects, for example, runways and things like that, that both Senator Reid and Senator Ensign voted for.
Right.
That they've been announcing, you know, all these.
And I have supported airport projects also.
They don't happen overnight. I mean, there's a lot of building projects.
Right. But it should be determined by the markets themselves. The market should determine the growth of airports. The market should determine the growth of roads and highways in this state and around the country. We are falsely
stimulating. But you want to create jobs. How do you do that then? And I understand that that's your number one thing is you want to stimulate jobs
that's
in our
right.
state. How do you plan to do that?
If you're asking me what I would do, the first thing I'd do is I'd cut payroll tax in half across the country. Every payroll tax, cut it in half. That would be, in essence, a pay increase to every individual here in this country. Give pay increases. Let's be competitive in this country. Our taxes, our corporate taxes in this country are so uncompetitive. We're the number one or number two highest corporate income tax rate in the world. And yet we have countries that are half ours that are getting businesses now moving from our country to another country because they can't afford the taxes in this country. That's where I would start, is try to make our country as competitive as other countries around the world.
But what would that do to the debt?
What would that do to the debt? Well, if you take the payroll tax...
If anybody at this point is worrying about
that. Right, right. No. We ought to be worrying about that. But if you cut the payroll tax, with all the money you said that hasn't been spent in the stimulus yet, we could cover the payroll tax cut in half for 2 years. We could do something of that nature. Not that I agree with what the stimulus did, but there are monies out there in order to do that. But this economy has to work. This economy has to get a jolt. It needs to start growing. And you're going to go further and further in debt as we continue to allow, to allow this economy to go deeper and deeper into this recession.
But Dean, the stimulus that gives $10 million to your district for road and bridges and airport
right.
projects that put people to work.
Right. Well, 13.3%, and we're losing more and more work.
But this puts people
to work. The fact that we're shifting money from the private sector, that's what we're doing. We're taking jobs from the private sector and thinking that we're going to give it to the public sector, and that's going to offset. It's not happening. We're actually increasing the unemployment in this country and in this state by shifting private sector jobs over the public sector. I want it to work, and clearly the numbers are showing that it doesn't work.
A great debate. I thank you for being here, as always. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax. Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans. Generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year. Provided nearly $700 million to help our schools. And built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
I love what I do, so please don't ever hesitate in asking me questions when you see me around town. I'll answer them. I won't charge you for them. Call me, email me. I'm there for you. I love giving back to the community, and I want to give back to you. You owe it to yourself, and I owe it to you. Call me, 333-1234. Let me help you. My name is Joe Laub. I'm your injury attorney. 333-1234.
When accidents happen, having AAA auto insurance turns things around for you quickly, reliably, and personably. Just the way our legendary road service can get you out of a jam anytime, anywhere.
Oh my goodness.
So make the right call now to request the no-obligation free quote from an agent trained to find you the right coverage. And discover the AAA difference. Like friendly claim service you can count on 24/7. AAA certified repairs that are done fast and done right.
Great.
And discounts for having AAA auto and home insurance.
Oh, you have AAA?
That's good.
All at great low rates. You'll also get this free AAA accident kit just for calling to get a quote. It all starts here with a simple phone call.
Hi, AAA.
So call today and get a free gift when you ask for a no-obligation quote. Get more. Get AAA.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, John Griffin is here with Kemfer Kroll. Name right. And Liz McMenamin of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Pleasure to have you here. Let's start out. We just had Dean Heller on, obviously, and the announcement that Jack Schofield from the Board of Regents is going to take him on. Jack is 86 and doing a great job on the Board of Regents, but running for Congress as a Democrat, as Jill Derby learned, is not the easiest thing in the 2nd District.
Well, I'm not sure how many voters in the state could name two people on the Board of Regents, no offense. It's really not a launching pad, so to speak, for statewide office. It helps if you live in the district.
I know, Shelley Berkeley came out all right.
Well, yeah, there was other reasons why Shelley Berkeley came out all right. I'm not, you know, I mean, you got Sisolak down on the Clark County Commission. It helps expose you to certain people that can help with campaigns, but I'm not sure that the voters pay much attention. Doesn't help that you don't live in the district. I mean, if you're a Democrat right now in that district, I'm not sure you stand a very, very good, decent chance.
And not only that, but I mean, you know, you were going to have trouble to begin with. Now if you have to have a primary.
Oh, well, this is interesting. And do you think he's really serious about this, or is he just throwing his hat in the ring because nobody else has at this point in time? I can't believe that he's would really want to even try to take on Dean Heller at this point in time. Dean has done such a good job for his district. The district loves him. It's going to be hard for a Democrat to come forward and take him out. This is a very, very conservative district, and they're not going to change their tune overnight. So I thought it was funny. I laughed.
Well, in one of his opening statements, that was according to the Las Vegas Sun this morning, he wants to build desalination plants to be able to ship water to Nevada, when Pat Mulroy has already said from the Southern Nevada Water Authority she wants to build desalination plants off the California coast and off the Mexican coast and give the water to California, so therefore we would be able to get a larger share of the water from the Colorado River. So.
You know, the thing about running against Dean Heller, when you look at the history of District 2 with Vukanovich and Gibbons, once you're elected, you can't get that person out with a stick of dynamite.
Yeah.
You know, because once you're in and the voters become comfortable with you, they're a conservative bunch, they get to know you, they're gonna stick with you. They're loyal.
Yeah, and Jill Derby ran a great campaign, yeah. But she was also a beneficiary of a wave of Democratic support and registration that I don't think that district will ever see again. I mean, it'll be really interesting after the November election of this next year to look at how many Democrats voted in the last two races in that district that will be the one district where you will see Obama's registration advantage and all the turnout probably just vaporize.
Let me
Absolutely.
Ask you.
I agree.
I was trying to pin Congressman Heller down on this credit card issue, and I really didn't understand at the end of it. I mean, I tried my best because he was saying that the regulations are going to force the banks and credit card companies to give loans to people that they wouldn't normally give them, and therefore they're tightening up credit on everybody else. That just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, it seems to me that small and middle-sized businesses are just being devastated by credit lines being shrunk and these giant jumps in interest rates to rates that are unsustainable.
And Sam, I agree with you, and I don't know. We are living now in a society that is so politically correct that we want to make sure that we take care of all of these unfortunates over here. And while I agree that there are people that we do need to take care of, this giving credit to people who can't manage their funds, have a history maybe of not being able to manage their funds. I was listening to what you were saying with the congressman, and my response to you would be, well, Sam, you have good credit. That's why you can't get any money. Right now, the mandate, and it had been for a couple of years, and that's why we have the problem we have in the housing glut, is people were purchasing houses that couldn't sustain it. And they knew they couldn't sustain it when they got in, and these mortgage companies and these entities were giving them an opportunity, I guess, to fail. And I guess that's some of the... I haven't read the regulations now coming out on the mandates, but it should be interesting to see. But they're not lending money right now.
But, you know, the general public doesn't understand the world of finance. The average person purchases at best maybe one or two homes in their life. Somebody comes along and says, I can get you in. The market's going crazy. You can flip this in a couple of years. You can use that the money you'll make to be able to pay down the debt. I mean, did the public really have a chance?
No, not really. I mean, when things are dangled out there like that for you, and you can get a second or home equity line and at 4%, which is better than consumers have seen credit card rates in years, and you can take that 4% out of your home, and you can go buy cars and other items, and then, you know, and your home's increasing double year over year over the value of that line of credit, you can't necessarily fault most consumers, although I think with what's happened now, people that will have a long memory, and I'm not sure if those things are ever dangled in front of them again, whether they will take those opportunities.
Cash is king.
Yeah. You know, I want to get back to Dean Heller and his congressional race. You know, you look at what he's done, he's almost following Jim Gibbons' footsteps, and it seems to me that in one point in time he's going to step off and he too will run for governor. Liz, do you see that in Heller's future?
About 10 seconds.
Anything's possible at this point in time, and yes, you're right. He is definitely following a conservative base, and he's following his base as he needs to, and he is a conservative person. So who knows? Heller for governor? That could be an interesting...
He's got a bright future. He's set himself up perfectly.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Time to take care of that unwanted hair? What are your options? You can rip it out, pluck it, melt it away with harsh chemicals, pay for costly laser treatments, or that old standby shaving. Ouch! Well, the days of old-fashioned hair removal are gone for good. Now that hair will go away with Smooth Away, the fastest-selling, most popular women's product in Europe. You'll smooth away unwanted hair in moments and exfoliate at the same time.
I don't have to shave. I don't have to shave ever.
It's gone. That's pretty cool. So smooth. And it works so easy.
Each Smooth Away pad is covered with super fine crystals that buff away unwanted hair, leaving your skin so soft and incredibly smooth. Use the full-size Smooth Away pad for your legs, arms, underarms, and the small one for smaller areas, like the upper lip and chin. Smooth Away works wonders on sensitive areas like the bikini line and will never leave those unsightly razor bumps. To use Smooth Away, just buff lightly and the hair is gone. It's amazing. Best of all, Smooth Away works in just seconds and is 100% pain-free. And because Smooth Away exfoliates as you use it, your skin will feel incredibly smooth and soft, just begging to be touched. Oh, and Smooth Away works great for guys, too. Finally, there's a real answer to easy, safe, painless, and oh-so inexpensive hair removal. Because now anyone can enjoy perfectly smooth skin with Smooth Away. To order, call our toll-free number and we'll rush you the complete Smooth Away system. The large Smooth Away for legs and arms. The mini Smooth Away for lips, chin, and sensitive areas. Plus, four large and four small replacement pads so you always look smooth. This package sells in Europe for $40 or more, but buying direct, it's yours for $14.99. But wait, call right now and we'll double the entire offer and give you a second Smooth Away set absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. That's right, two Smooth Away sets and $80 value for only $14.99. So call now.
When you're on the go, you can take Nevada Newsmakers with you by downloading our podcast free of charge from iTunes.
Thanks, Em. On the show next week, we have Michael Yukari. He's the president and CEO of NV Energy. And we also have Frank Fahrenkopf, who is the CEO of the American Gaming Association. Of course, they have their big global gaming expo next week at the Las Vegas.